You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, first up, I speak with Tanya from Just Speak. It's a criminal advocacy and justice reform group out of Wellington. Just Speak has been leading the charge, which has just now generated over 1,300 letters to Calvin Davis and Andrew Little, protesting the construction of a new mega prison in Waikiriet, north of Tawamutu. I started off by asking Tanya to let us know what Just Speak is and how it operates.
Just Speak is an organisation of young people working towards transformational change in the criminal justice system in Aotearoa. We've been around for about 6 years now, and we are a small organisation in terms of paid staff, but we have a pretty substantial network of volunteers and supporters across New Zealand.
And that network is sort of coming into force now because you guys are calling for letters protesting the establishment of the mega prison in Waikiriet, correct?
That's right, yeah. We've been kind of galvanising our supporters across New Zealand to weigh in, I guess, with the government about why we oughtn't spend $1 billion on expanding a mega prison at Waikiriet and why we should invest that money instead in evidence-based alternatives and things that will actually help us to reduce the prison population in the long run.
So looking first at the prison itself, where has the proposition come from? Because it seems a bit contradictory compared to what the government's rhetoric has been, especially when they're in opposition.
Absolutely. So the reason for the prison essentially comes from the unprecedented growth in the prison population, which was something that tracked upwards essentially for the entire period of more or less of the previous government. And it was under the previous government that a decision to invest in a prison was made, really in response to the fact that they had run out of capacity of beds, that contrary to their expectations, following things like the Bail Amendment Act and other legislative changes that increase the prison population, that they had to increase their prison capacity rather than reduce it. So in the previous 10 years, actually, more prisons had been closed, and they were getting rid of correction staff and closing prisons. And then following changes to the Bail Amendment Act and other things that essentially track towards an increased prison population, they found themselves in a position having to reopen disused facilities, double bunk existing prisons, and build a $1 billion new wing at Waikiriet.
What is the state of crowding like in our current prisons?
It's really not good. Yeah, the double bunking has become the norm in the sense that it's sort of an acceptable way to deal with overcrowding, which is obviously a contravention of a whole bunch of human rights principles and is really at odds with the idea that prisons are good places for rehabilitation and reintegration. So it's really not good. There is a genuine difficulty in finding space for additional capacity in our existing prison system, and there is a real issue about the welfare of people who are currently being held there. So the situation that the government finds itself in is not enviable.
So we've obviously got an issue. We've got too many people that are being sent to prison and not enough places to put them. And so the proposal has been to spend $1 billion and build this new mega prison just north of Tawamutu.
Yeah, that's right. So there's already a prison at Waikiriet, and the proposal is to build essentially an additional wing on that prison, which would take it up to around 2,000 places, I believe. But the problem is that in building more prisons, we will simply fill them. So building another prison and adding 1,500 more beds won't ultimately help us reduce the prison population in the long run. It simply pours more money into a system that we know recycles people back out into the community without having addressed the issues that led to their offending. So even though we understand that there's an issue currently with capacity, we don't think that $1 billion is spent on additional beds is a great way of addressing this fundamental issue that we have with the kind of the massive flow of people that are coming into our prison system. Much, much better to spend that money on steps to immediately reduce the prison population and then look at long-term solutions to help the prison population trend the other way to reduce the prison population overall.
In terms of how we could reallocate that money and how we could potentially better spend that and how we could help people recover and how we could help people reintegrate into society, how would you like to see that money reappropriated rather than seeing it spent on this new facility?
Oh, there are so many things that this money could be better spent on. Some of them would be things that housing is massive, so housing, the inavailability of housing for people who are who are currently being held on remand is a massive issue. And in general, just housing instability is a huge complicating factor when it comes to people's interactions with the criminal justice system. So a housing first policy across government overall would probably make a massive difference to the flow of people coming into the justice system and the length of time that they're being held there. Certainly better investment in crisis mental health and primary mental health care would be huge. We know something like 91% of people in of male prisoners in the criminal justice system currently have either a substance abuse disorder or a mental health issue. So I think if we invested more money in mental health earlier on, we would address the issues that ultimately lead people into prison.
There seems to be sort of an intention to shift away from a punitive justice model towards more of an intervention and health-based model.
Exactly. We all know that punitive models don't actually work, that they appeal to some sort of part of our brain that wants to punish people, but ultimately what that ends up doing is we punish ourselves, because the more that we put people in prison and the more that we remove them from the communities and the things that they can help them address the reasons why they're offending, the more likely they are to reoffend and to continue hurting more people. So we have to address the fundamental issue, the heart of criminal justice system, which is that we are doing things, we're continuing to do the same thing over and over again, even though we know that it doesn't work.
Do you see there being any place for punitive measures within our justice system, or ideally would we move forward in our society to a situation where we completely moved away from that style? How do we deal with those people at the very far end of the criminal spectrum who really do things which do create antisocial behaviours in a wider part of the community?
No, we need to move towards an evidence-based model, and an evidence-based model would tell us that even for people who have created enormous amounts of harm in our community, punishing them is not going to make that hurt go away. In fact, it's more likely to increase it. So what we need to do is move towards a model that is empathetic but is also evidence-based. And that is one where we, for the majority of people, we don't lock them up to address the issues that led to their offending, because that is not the best way to help them move towards better behavioural patterns and to connect back with their communities and their families.
How does New Zealand stack up internationally compared to other developed nations and OECD nations in terms of our prison rate?
We have a horrifying rate of imprisonment compared to OECD countries, particularly as it has increased in the last couple of years. And we also have a horrifying rate of Māori imprisonment, obviously. If we imprisoned all people in Aotearoa at the rate that we imprison Māori, we would probably have a higher per capita prison population than the United States. So we are really behind the eight ball when it comes to comparative countries in terms of how we have pursued effective evidence-based criminal justice processes, because it's expensive as well. Putting people in prison is really expensive, not just in terms of the fiscal cost, but of what ultimately costs our society and our communities in the long term. So, yeah, we haven't really figured it out, and we are really going through this massive upheaval at the moment, I think, about how we spend the money in these systems and what will ultimately work out in the long run.
So back to the matter at hand, the Waikerea Mega Prison, you guys have sort of induced 1,300 emails which are going to be sent to Calvin Davis protesting this. Can you tell us a little bit about the letters, and also who are the kind of people that are writing in? Is it one group of people, or is it everyone from every part of society?
It honestly is amazing how many different people have written in to the minister, to Andrew Little and Calvin Davis, and they have written from across the entire country, really, to kind of lend their support to what Calvin Davis and Andrew Little have already said, which is that they understand that prisons are not the answer, and that we need a better way of dealing with harm in our communities. So some of the people who have written in are, for example, care and protection youth justice workers for Oranga Tamariki, who have seen what prisons do, particularly to young people, and don't want to see that pattern be repeated across generations. Others have been in prison themselves, or have had whānau who have been in prison, and they've spoken about the long-term harm that has done to their family and their community. Others are young people who want to see a more evidence-based and more empathetic approach the criminal justice for the future that they will inherit. And I think a lot of people who are just kind of concerned citizens who really do understand that the more that we invest money in these punitive and ineffective solutions, the less likely we are to spend money and time and have those difficult conversations around how we change our entire approach to criminal justice overall.
Finally, I just wanted to ask, if people want to get involved, people want to lend their support, how do they best do that? Is it writing to Andrew Little and Kelvin Davis? Are there other avenues they can explore? What do you guys need people to do?
Great, yes, great question. So, yeah, we definitely encourage anyone to write into the ministers to lend their support for alternatives to Waikerea. We encourage anyone who's also interested in getting involved in criminal justice reform or transformation to get in touch with Just Speak. We always need more people to help us with our mahi, or Action Station, who also do, you know, a lot of great work in this
That's
area.
Like,
the other thing that people could do is tune in as one of our Just Speak members. Julia Fiporti is going to the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues in New York, and she'll be taking this issue about, you know, us sort of pouring $1 billion into a new prison to the UN to discuss with other Indigenous leaders, because of course, if we continue at the rate that we're currently going, more than half of that prison will be young Māori, or Māori in general. So the mass incarceration of Māori is something that we need to address at the same time as we do any other, strategic change in our criminal justice system. So pay attention to that, because that'll be really, that'll be a real awesome opportunity for us to take these issues, I guess, to the international stage, and try to encourage our government to look towards other jurisdictions who have done far better than we have in turning the ship around.
Awesome. Well, hopefully we can be showing people around the world how to lead these changes in the future and not having to be the followers.
Exactly. We could be a world leader on criminal justice transformation if we take this opportunity that we have to do things differently and to listen to the evidence and to people who have been through these systems and go, actually, there is a far better way that will benefit all of us in the long run.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.